And health officials in Miami-Dade County begin their aerial attack on the Zika virus today. Spraying insecticides from the air is the latest effort to contain the mosquito that's infected at least 15 people in the Miami area. Earlier this week, pregnant women were told by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to stay away from the neighborhood where the Zika virus has been found. And as Sammy Mack of Here and Now contributor WLRN in Miami reports, the conversations between expectant mothers and their doctors are taking on a new urgency.
Late last fall, Dr. Christine Curry was at a faculty meeting with her colleagues when the conversation turned to new reports linking the Zika virus to a surge in microcephaly in infants in Brazil.
I think it's fair to say that most obstetricians had never heard of this virus a year ago.
Curry is an assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Miami Med School and a doctor at Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami. She has a background in virology, and so she volunteered to look into this troubling new virus.
I knew from the get-go that it may end up being nothing and just an interesting story out of Brazil, or it may end up being a reproductive game changer, which is, I think, where we're at right now.
Curry estimates her practice has now seen about half of the pregnant Floridians who have screened positive for Zika infection. All of those cases are related to travel outside the continental U.S. But now that local mosquitoes have likely spread the Zika virus to a 1 square mile zone in Miami's Midtown and Wynwood district, pregnant women and their doctors are on high alert. By some estimates, up to a third of babies born to women who contracted Zika while pregnant develop microcephaly or other developmental disorders. But there isn't much research on what happens later in childhood. When Curry finds a patient may have been exposed to Zika, she talks to her about getting a blood test to determine whether she's had the virus. Results take 1 to 3 weeks. While pregnant women tend to be prepared for the anxious waiting periods that come with all sorts of routine testing for birth defects during pregnancy, right now, nothing has quite the profile of Zika.
I have to admit, I got a mosquito bite this morning, and it's probably the first time I ever cried over a mosquito bite.
Sonia Knight is due with her second child in mid-October. Knight lives in a Miami suburb, but she spent time in Wynwood, including a dinner the night before pregnant women were told to avoid the area. Knight called her midwife, who's prescribing a screening test.
It would be nice if I could just have my baby already. How can I rush this?
If a test in a pregnant woman does come back positive for Zika, then providers like Christine Curry add another layer of counseling and monitoring to their prenatal care. Curry makes sure to do it in person.
As with any time you deliver bad news, they're really upset and they don't hear everything you have to say initially. So it's really helpful when they come with family, or you may say, listen, I'm going to write this down for you. I'm going to see you again next week and we're going to rehab this entire conversation when you've had a little bit of time to process things.
Next steps may include ultrasounds to hunt for brain abnormalities, and depending on which trimester she's in, an option to terminate the pregnancy. Microcephaly is just one of the symptoms of a baby harmed by Zika. It appears the virus is also associated with deformities of the hands and feet, trouble developing sucking and later swallowing reflexes, and vision and hearing loss.
It's a brand new area. We don't know very much about it.
Dr. Charles Bauer is a neonatologist and director of Early Steps in North Miami-Dade. His program is government-funded and provides resources like speech therapy and other interventions to babies and toddlers at risk of developmental delays. Bauer is part of a new team of doctors and therapists at the University of Miami and Jackson Memorial Hospital who are coordinating efforts to care specifically for babies with Zika-related birth defects. As soon as a baby with a known Zika exposure enters the nursery, Bauer and his colleagues will be able to start screening and develop a plan with the family.
We could be looking at lots of other things that wouldn't show up until a baby is older, going to school, learning disabilities, things like that.
But programs like this take money, and he's concerned that Washington lawmakers haven't yet agreed on a funding bill for Zika.
They need to stop playing politics because it's a big problem, and it's going to get bigger. It's escalating every day.
Against the backdrop of so much uncertainty, Bauer and other South Florida doctors are doing what they can to help expectant mothers and their babies. Again, Dr. Christine Curry.
I think I picked OBGYN because 95% of the time, I am there for the happiest day of someone's life. But there's a small fraction of what we do that's really hard.
Curry says she wants women with Zika to be prepared for a tough experience, but she doesn't want them to lose the excitement of having a baby. For Here and Now, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.